the children of the Weather Underground are flooding of Chicago for tomorrow's DNC circus.
Like their predecessors in their underground and Red Army faction, Antifa will continue to escalate its behavior unless it is checked. There will be more attacks, and rioting techniques will continue to grow in capability and in sophistication. Their cadres will grow, and there will be more autonomous zones for increased periods of time. And more Americans of all political persuasions will be terrorized.
Their numbers have grown. The police are outnumbered, and they wield the battle cry of Free Palestine as an excuse to burn down everything in their path. The coming week will be a preview of the next 4 years as the hordes bite the hand that feeds them.
Yesterday, you tweeted about me. You tweeted, you called me dumb yesterday, right?
150,000 people are dead. You are funding a genocide. The Harris administration keeps funding money to Israel.
They are winning. They're winning because universities are now effectively blocking conservative and opposing speakers. They're winning because the media and politicians downplay such violence. They're winning because local authorities are ordering police to stand down or prosecutors to drop charges. And they're winning because free speech is being treated as a destabilizing or threatening factor in our schools and society.
The shock and awe of the victimized left has dissipated. Most people are broke and have been pushed to the edge.
Why would any leader put our black communities, already riddled with crime, at further risk by placing unvetted non-taxpayers steps away from our seniors, our children, and our homes we've worked so hard on our own to secure?
We are at war, people. Our communities are at war. They are violating our communities, and we asking that we across the country, we asking and we're demanding for office of black America, whatever you want to call it, to deal with issues like this.
When the police have been defunded and they either stand down or aren't even responding, what then, Antifa and BLM? As business owners, veterans of true warfare, and angry Americans, start replacing those sworn to protect you. Who are you going to complain to when the violence you're dishing out is responded with a tsunami of hell on earth?
Nearby hospitals are on alert, ready in case of a biochemical attack.
But we'd be hosing these folks down right here.
The Department of Defense funded this decontamination room at Rush University Medical Center, walking distance from the convention. Rush EMS director.
Ambulances would park right over here.
Nicholas Cozy demonstrates how quickly this ambulance bay.
And as we walk in, they're going to be met by staff ready to help them.
Converts to a chemical decontamination center. Rush received federal funding in 2012 to install this for the NATO summit.
This is our control panel right here.
With the press of a button, curtains drop to separate patients who would then be hosed off.
But we'd be hosing these folks down right here.
The water and its contaminants are then captured by drains that lead to a tank so nothing goes in the city's sewer system.
The telethon-esque DNC highlights what the moderate blue dog Democrats once were.
If you give us a chance, we can perform. After all, Ginger Rogers did everything that Fred Astaire did. She just did it backwards and in high.
While shamelessly presenting the radicals they have become, spewing hypocrisy from an event that should be called the Globalist Marxist Anti-Nationalism Convention.
We have Tim Walz, even more information on stolen valor, pushing to castrate children, take them away from their parents, little girls as well, sterilize them. But now the fact that he has the total signature and MO, 100% a communist Chinese spy, and then you have his rhetoric and his actions. He's a globalist.
Now, I happen to be and understand a little about China and lived in China and speak Chinese. I'm pretty friendly with China.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's Democrats all over the place saying they're going to put us in camps. They built COVID camps as the cover. Raskin says they're going to have a civil war. Do you understand they're planning this? I feel sick just sitting here waiting for it to happen.
Something wicked this way comes.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Peeling back the layers of the day's events to reveal the core truth. War Room with Harrison Smith.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in, of course, for Owen Schroyer today. And holy mackerel, do we have a lot to talk about. We got a lot to get into. Some major goings-on around the world. Of course, yesterday was the first day of the DNC. We'll take a look at some of just the asinine nonsense that went on in Chicago yesterday, of course, and looking forward to whatever happens later today. And we'll be here to cover it, by the way. I'll be here with you till 6 at the end of, in the 6 o'clock hour at the end of the War Room. We're going to take a brief break, and then we will return for live coverage of the DNC tonight, myself and Chase Geiser, and probably some others. So stay tuned for that, and we'll be covering, I believe it's, whose speech is it today? I can't quite remember who the headliner is today. Is it Obama today? Both Obamas. Oh, joy. Oh, wonderful. Won't that be fun to watch? So we'll be here covering that until later in the evening. We'll start some videos from that. We're also going to talk about what's happening in Ukraine, as Ukraine has voted to ban the Orthodox Church, which is a little strange, a little bizarre, but actually it's just part of a much wider, grander plan of unification with the Catholic Church. It, of course, is all in service of aligning the major three Abrahamic religions to fit nicely together, to dovetail into each other, once it's time to fully launch the New World Order Antichrist system and fold all of the existing religions into one world religion and persecute all the others out of existence. So we'll talk about how the Ukraine church plays into that. A story that's not, it's getting some attention because of just the outrageousness of Ukraine banning the Orthodox Church, but there's more to it than that, and it might seem confusing for people who haven't paid attention to it. So we'll break that down for you. We also have a jobs report where they have revised it down by 1 million jobs. They were off by 1 million, which is staggering. And then we have a very, very interesting set of circumstances with the capsizing of a super yacht and the death of a British tech titan known as the British Bill Gates. And it is a tangled web. And it's the type of thing, here's B-roll from the rescue attempt. Last night, I'm just sort of, I'm scrolling through Twitter or looking at headlines. Can't remember what site I was on, but I just see this headline. I can't remember exactly what it said. There must have been something about it, because it was something like, rescue attempts continue as super yacht sinks off coast. It was something about the way it was phrased or some of the word choices they used. But something about it just immediately set off alarm bells in my head, where it was just like, all right, I need to look into this. And I can't put my finger on what it was about the headline that made me think there was probably more to it. And there certainly is more to it. It turns out, we'll get into the story in just a little bit, but there have been two very mysterious and coincidental deaths of billionaire business partners and their family members recently, and this super yacht appears to be more than just an accidental capsizing. So again, I don't know what it was about the headline, but I think once you're just in this for long enough, There's just something, it's sort of, you don't know what it is. It's something subconscious where you just go, there's more to it. There's more to it than this. They're leaving something out. I don't know, maybe, if, you know, usually if you hear about a boat wreck, there's a cause in the headline, right? Search resumes for British tech magnate and five others after yacht sinks off Sicily. Like, if you read that headline, alarm bell should immediately go off, right? Hold on. Tech magnate? Yacht sinks? Super yacht sank? Okay, did it hit something? Did it capsize? Like, typically you'd see, like, you know, after collision with coast, you know, capsizing event. You know, these boats, they don't go down very quickly. So anyway, we'll get into that. We will get into that as well, because I think once you start pulling the strings of this particular sweater, the whole thing threatens to unravel. And I think we're looking at a classic whodunit conspiracy here that we will dig into later in the show. So again, lots of big, big stories to cover that you're probably only going to find discussed like this here on InfoWars. But let's get into what happened last night at the DNC. I like the way the New York Post put it. Dems bury angry shouting Joe Biden at 11:30 in final disgrace. I don't know how much more proof you need, folks. I don't know how much more clear we can make it. The Dems are bad people. They're bad people that you don't want to be involved in. It doesn't matter how much you've done for them. It doesn't matter how much you've served their agenda. As soon as you are an inconvenience, you are trash to them. You will be destroyed utterly. And that's what Joe Biden is seemingly experiencing. After all, they essentially performed a coup against him that they basically acknowledge at this point, with Nancy Pelosi saying, I did what I had to. I did what I had to in performing a behind-the-scenes power move to oust the current president in favor of Kamala Harris. Biden said he'd made a lot of mistakes in his career, but gave his best to America. Angry old creep yells at nation. The Joe Biden show, the New York Post says, is officially in reruns. Biden even got bumped out of primetime. His speech started at 11:28 p.m. in the hour when old sitcoms run in syndication. This wasn't an accident. The first night of the Democratic convention was the loser's night, featuring Biden and Hillary, along with duds like Kathy Hochul and zealots like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Democrats lined up as an endless list of speakers ahead of Biden to push the speech back as far as they could, so few people as possible would be allowed to hear it. Because they're really in a lose-lose situation, you have to admit. In other words, if Joe Biden goes and gives a speech and it's horribly embarrassing, if it's, you know, along the same lines as his debate performance, well, you just don't want that seen by a lot of people. You don't want that spread everywhere. It's still embarrassing. What a just horrible failure Joe Biden is, and what an incompetent old coot he's become. You don't want people seeing that. But likewise, you don't want him given a barn burner. You don't want him given a perfectly cogent, brilliant, powerful address, because then people are going to go, well, what the hell? This guy's better than Kamala. We dropped Kamala for, or we dropped this guy for her, for Kamala? That's not good either. So it's best just to push it towards the back. Just let it go kind of unnoticed, you know. My God, these people. And I want to emphasize something that I talked about quite a bit yesterday on American Journal, talking about the DNC. In the run-up to the DNC, all of the talk, most of the talk, there are two sort of key ideas they were pushing across. One was momentum. They're insistent that there is momentum. They really want you to know that they are riding a wave of momentum right now. That doesn't exist and is entirely propped up by propaganda. But regardless, that was one thing they kept beating you over the head with if you were reading headlines about the Democratic National Convention. The other was that this was unlike any convention ever before. It was going to be different this time. The roll call was being turned into a dance party. You know, this isn't your grandma's convention. Because, see, your grandma's convention was a convention. This is a coronation. It's a very big difference. See, the conventions used to have a political purpose. There used to be a reason why everybody would gather in one place. And it was to sort of hash out who would be the final nominee. It would be to trade delegates and do behind-the-scenes deals and
people withholding their votes until the nominee agreed to follow their policies. There was wheeling and dealing. It was the sausage making of the political world. But that's not the case anymore. No, see, they learned their lesson in 2016 when the nomination was almost stolen by Bernie Sanders, and they had to pull several nefarious behind-the-scenes tricks to shut down that little insurrection within the Democratic Party and guarantee that Hillary Clinton, the despised, was the candidate. And they didn't want to have that situation again. Luckily, in 2020, they shut the whole damn thing down because of COVID. But now that they have to pretend to do a convention again, they wanted to make sure that there would be none of that, democracy going on. None of that democratic participation. None of this idea of like the people having a say and having representatives pushing their agenda and policy. And again, wheeling and dealing and backroom deals and nominations and delegation. That's all. No. Now it's a dance party to coronate the person that the elites chose for you. Okay. You shut up now. You dance and be happy. Just go, get an abortion, get a vasectomy, and then just enjoy the fact that you're a part of this incredible movement for democracy that nobody's voted for and that they have very systematically eliminated any actual democratic aspect to this participation. And that's what we're seeing here. And I was looking back, actually, at some of the Democrat conventions from the before times, even as late as 2016. And you can see exactly what the purpose of the convention was, where you had delegates from Bernie Sanders, going head to head against Hillary Clinton, making deals, trying to get their nominee over the other one. And like, that's very inconvenient for people who want to just control everything by fiat with puppets that nobody likes. It's a lot easier in that case just to coronate them. So it's not a convention, it's a coronation. Now the DNC is the Democrat National Coronation, in which the selected, the elected, the unelected, the imposed by fiat nominee is foisted on everybody, and then they pretend that everybody is happy and gleeful. Just ignore the, riots and gas attacks and potential for chemical terrorist attacks that surround the entire venue. Pay no heed to that. So let's go to some videos from yesterday, shall we? Clip number four here, DNC attendee. This is a video from Alex Stranger on the streets of the DNC, because don't be confused. People like to think that, the Democratic Party is crazy, but your Democratic neighbor, they're not like that. They just don't realize. They don't understand how crazy the Democrats have become. They would be opposed and appalled, frankly, if they knew about things like post-birth abortion, transgender kids taking kids away from their parents, sending them to trans people in other states so they can undergo chemical mutilation. Democrats just don't know this is happening. And if they knew, they would never vote for these people. It's the leadership that's crazy and outlandish. And that's not true. It's actually the opposite of true when you really get right down to it and you start listening to these people. So here's just a random nobody Democrat just saying what's really underlying so many of their policies. It's disturbing, but accurate. Let's go to clip number four now.
It's a real thing. Choice. In my perfect world, every Republican is out of the country and all the immigrants come in. That's what I want. It's never going to happen. That's what I want.
But we're all immigrants. We all came from somewhere else.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. So.
Right. So kick everybody out. He's not joking, by the way. That's not like he would actually do that. I don't know if he realizes this, is in fact a white man and is free to leave at any time. Get out of here, you traitor. It's like, I get how people might see the past century and think, nationalism, when taken to a extremist degree, could be a little dangerous when you're, valuing your nation over anybody else, and you think that gives you the right to treat others as, non-entities. I get it. I get how nationalism can go too far. Where we are now is so inverted. It's just madness. It is utter madness. It's anti-nationalism. This guy just hates his own nation. He hates his own people. He hates his own family. He values everyone else over America. And he thinks this is normal. He thinks this is like good. Some sort of inverted patriotism. No, you're really pretty sick. You're really a pretty sick person. It's probably be classified as a mental illness back when that claim actually meant something. And the easiest way to think about it is just like a family. A nation's supposed to just be an extended family. The family is the, you know, prototype for government itself. Government formed naturally out of families and extended families and clans and, you know, it's just human organization. That's just how it works. And these people, I wouldn't be surprised if their out-group preference did extend to their own family. Where like they really think it's a virtue to like, to love, to appreciate, and to work for everybody except for your own kind. That to them is a virtue. It's never been a virtue for the entirety of human existence. I mean, maybe we're just too comfortable right now that you can have the ability to be so against your own kind, your own family, your own nation. But that really is how sick it is. It's perfectly natural, reasonable, logical, good. It is good to value your family over other families. It would be pretty sick of a person to constantly disadvantage their own sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, parents at the benefit of some other family. Especially when that other family hates his family, which is the case mostly here. And when you extend that to the national level, that's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with some sort of mental illness of people who have rejected the most basic sense of humanity that they have, and they actually think it's a virtue to despise themselves, despise their own kind, and to work against themselves and their own family continuously. And that really is how we should all be thinking about it. Our nation is our extended family, and we have not just it's not just good to work for and to be loyal to your family. It's like an obligation that you have, but not these people. They love everyone else more. Clip number 5 here went a little bit viral. This is AOC, who is just, she is cringe manifest. Maybe this is just like a prerequisite at this point for being a Democrat. So I was talking yesterday on American Journal. We used to be able to start our show every day with some sort of gaffe from Joe Biden. He was so gaffe prone. Every time he went out in front of a camera, it was embarrassing for him. And so it was fun for us to every morning go, what did Joe Biden do yesterday? Let's watch. And then it would just be something horrible or offensive or dangerous. Just getting lost in his own backyard or getting ordered around by the Easter Bunny. It was always something funny. And I thought maybe that would go away with Kamala Harris. But actually, it turns out every time she goes out in public, it's hilarious and embarrassing, a meaningless cacophony of nonsense words. AOC is the same way. It's like these people cannot go out in public without either just revealing their stupidity and incompetence, a la Joe Biden, just confusing and embarrassing everybody like Kamala Harris, or just acting like a, I don't know, over-caffeinated theater kid like AOC. So here's AOC, the theater kid, who cannot help but fall into an MLK preacher cadence when they speak into a microphone for more than 15 seconds. Let's watch.
And I, for one, am tired of hearing about how a two-bit union buster thinks of himself as more of a patriot than the woman who fights every single day to lift working people out from under the boots that breathe, trampling on our way of life.
On our way of life.
All right.
These speeches, of course, were just full of insane nonsense like that. And we'll get into on the other side, you know, what it looks like to have actual political heroes. That's the thing about the DNC. Everything about it is fake. Everything about the Democrats is play acting. It's all either, you know, theater kids literally thinking they're MLK, or we have a story today. Kamala Harris kicked out all of the diners in a restaurant to bring in her own people. And I keep making the joke. They understand. They get that authenticity is like gold now. They understand the reason Trump is popular boils down, if there's one word that describes it, it's authenticity. People like that he's real. Even if you disagree with him, even if he doesn't change how he talks in front of different crowds, he's just real. He's authentic, and people recognize and resonate with that. And so the DNC sees this, and their response is to go, we really have to work on faking authenticity. We really have to work really hard on coming across as authentic. And they're doing it in the most inauthentic way possible. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz reportedly shut down a local Pennsylvania restaurant ahead of the DNC in Chicago. Patrons said that on Sunday around 4 p.m., they were kicked out of Primanti Bros in Moon, Pennsylvania. The apparently staged campaign stop comes in contrast to the numerous times when Donald Trump has gone and fed people at local fast food joints. So they basically say, like, yeah, we're sitting there eating lunch, and Kamala Harris comes in. They kick all the customers out, and then they brought in their own people to pretend to be customers at the diner. While they do a fake photo op there. So everything about the Democrats is smoke and mirrors. All of it is illusion. All of it is fabricated. All of it. All of it. All of it. 100%. It is shameful that more people can't see through it. But that's what you're seeing there with AOC as well. They really love pretending like it's the 1960s and they're, you know, fighting for black people to be able to sit at the lunch counter, but they're not. They don't exist. And this is the thing. If you ask them, like, what is it exactly that Kamala Harris believes or has done successfully? Like, what has she accomplished? What, you know, ideas has she come out with that shape your political views? People wearing Kamala shirts, people who have spent tens of thousands of dollars on Kamala, they couldn't tell you the first thing. They couldn't tell you a single thing she's actually done, what she's actually stood for, what she's actually accomplished. It doesn't exist. It's not there. Okay, the same thing happens with their, you know, perennial figureheads. Your Ruth Bader Ginsburgs and people like that. You go into any shop in Austin, go to South Congress on Austin, go into some shop, you'll see hats and t-shirts and tote bags with Ruth Bader Ginsburg on them. And anybody, you know, whoever else, any of these other stupid, Stacey Abrams, you can buy a candle with Stacey Abrams looking like a saint. And it's like, really? Who? What has she done and what does she believe? No idea. They've just been told to celebrate her. She's a fat black woman who apparently tried to be in politics and failed. And I bring all this up, not just to point out the inauthenticity and the just fabricated existence of the Democrats, but specifically in contrast to the heroes of Republicans, conservatives, and libertarians who actually celebrate and uphold people who have ideas and who achieve things. So when we get back on the other side, we will pay honor and homage to one of the right wing's great champions whose birthday it is today. So stay tuned for a special birthday celebration for Dr. Ron Paul.
To tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic. During the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you. And we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product. And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkovich has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, it attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Here's the Smith thing in today for Owen Schroyer here on the War Room, InfoWars.com, band.video, InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support everything that we do here. Talking about politics near the top of the show. We're going to get into Ukraine and Israel and Russia and so much more a little bit later. And I actually meant to start the show off with this because I think it's worth it to be at the top of our priorities today, and that is to wish a happy birthday to the man himself, Dr. Ron Paul. It's Ron Paul's birthday today, and it's worth celebrating not just because he, as a person, has helped shape so many of our political worldviews, but really just in appreciation of his continuing existence. Remember, he had a medical episode during his show a couple years ago, where he had a mini stroke, while live, in front of the camera, and thank God he recovered. But it makes you realize he's getting up there in age; he's not going to be around forever, and we need to celebrate him with all the fervor he deserves. Because when you look at the Republican system that the founders set up, as far as we've fallen, there are still a few people that embody the original intention, and they're mostly libertarians. Ron Paul is one of them. I'd say Massey is another. And if you watch the interview with Tucker Carlson and Thomas Massey, he lays out the timeline of how he got involved in politics, and it's how the Republic was supposed to intended to operate. They have this guy who built a successful company, sold it, sort of semi-retired, was involved in all these other sort of projects that he had going on, none of them for profit, and just sort of by nature of him being a helpful guy, he got sort of brought into local politics where he helped, you know, shore some things up in his locality, saved him a bunch of money, fixed up the jailhouse boiler. And basically just people recognize, like, man, this is a guy we want in charge. This is a guy who can fix things. This is a guy who's motivated. This is the guy who is dedicating his time and his expertise to helping out his community. You know, he understands the politics of the age and is making really good points. And let's elect him and get him up. You're not supposed to have lifelong politicians. You're not supposed to have career politicians. You're not supposed to have what we have today. You know, actors, basically, for all intents and purposes. AOC is repugnant to a Republican system. Somebody who's achieved nothing, who was literally, I'm trying not to overuse that word, but I have to use it in times when I'm not just saying it was like she was, tried out and was chosen to represent this by larger. No, literally they brag about it. They made documentaries about it. They held a casting call and AOC got the part and is now a congresswoman. So far away from what the intended purpose was. Dr. Ron Paul is another one where he serves his country. He's in, I believe, the Air Force, right? He comes home. He's a doctor. He's in a small town in South Texas. He delivers babies. He does it for 20, 30 years and decides to get political and runs for Congress. At that point, you're talking about people who have grown up. He delivered his babies. They're now growing up and voting for him. They're voting for the man who was their first human contact in the world, right? Like somebody who they know, who's involved in their lives, who's their neighbor, who has proven himself to be a good man and a responsible person, an intelligent person, a doctor, a fixture of the community. Ron Paul, like so few others existing today, really represented who the founders would have wanted in Congress. Who the founders and who our forefathers built our system to be ruled by. And as I was saying in the last segment, people, you can walk around, see people with Ruth Bader Ginsburg tattoos who couldn't tell you a single thing she'd ever said, couldn't tell you a single idea she'd ever championed. They think she maybe has something to do with abortion. They're pretty sure, right? But they don't know. They're just a symbol to them. Ron Paul, on the other hand, if you ask any libertarian, any Ron Paul acolyte, anybody wearing a Ron Paul shirt or sharing a Ron Paul link, ask them what, you know, political positions Ron Paul holds that they agree with. And they'll just start rattling them off. They'll just be like, oh, gold-backed currency, get rid of the Fed, stop foreign wars, stop international meddling that leads to blowback. It's like the speeches he's given, the ideas he's promulgated, the books he's written have had really ground-shaking effect on the people who listen to him. So unlike the Democrats who literally get up and cheer for anybody that gets put in front of them like they're well-trained dogs. So all this is to say, happy birthday to Dr. Ron Paul. We hope you have many, many, many more years ahead of you sharing your wisdom. And for this video, I'd like to go back to decades ago when Ron Paul identified the head of the snake, the heart of the problem, and gave us a blueprint to freeing ourselves from the tyranny of the banks. Here is Dr. Ron Paul, clip number 2. There is no greater power than the power over money.
There is no other power greater than the power over money, the power to create and contract the money supply, the power to control the purchasing power of your money. Throughout history, this has proven to be the most sought-after monopolistic power of man. And it has become more sophisticated over the decades and over the centuries, more sophisticated now and more international in scope than ever before. So I see the issue of power and the control over money as being something that we cannot ignore, we must address. I believe closely associated with this is the issue of morality as well. By what moral right do we have to create purchasing power out of thin air? Whether it's done by the creation of credit or Federal Reserve notes, or whether it's the creation of SDRs in an international scope, by what right do they do this? Is it any more moral to dilute the value of your purchasing power with the money you hold in your wallet than it is for the farmer to dilute the milk supply with water? I would say there's an issue of morality here just as strong as the issue of power. I also happen to believe also because it's a moral issue more than an economic issue. It is for this reason that the people have lost trust in their government, trust in the banks, trust in business, trust in themselves, and that we are a nation of distrust. And it's for this reason I believe that until we restore trust in government, trust in the system, and trust in the money, there will be no resolution of this problem. It is the issue of trust in people and trust in money that must come before you can start talking about nickeling and diming it, trying to get back to a balanced budget, because that certainly hasn't worked.
Truth is treason in the empire of lies. What a brilliant man who identified this issue so long ago and helped to wake up so many of us. And I know some people have issues with, I don't know, you know, libertarianism has changed a lot recently, and it's gotten a bad rap for certain reasons that are valid. And I'll say, as many of us have sort of grown to be less enthusiastic about traditional libertarian ideas, sort of recognizing the trap that they represent, in that if you're treating yourself as an individual, but your enemies are collectivizing, you're really playing a losing game, and that it's ill-advised to operate as if you're in a free, you know, moral world, when in fact you're in a highly controlled system of demons. But I'll tell you, it's in my experience that Ron Paul is also, you know, struggling with this. And I remember going to a speech of his at the Ron Paul Institute about 2 years ago, and he said a phrase that stuck to me ever since, where he said, you know, the Constitution is not enough. It's wonderful. It's great. It is the superlative, you know, governmental document ever written, but it's not enough. It only applies to a moral people. It can only be upheld by a moral people. And the Constitution is worse than meaningless when it doesn't actually serve to protect the rights that it enshrines. And that you have to have a moral and upstanding and intelligent population if you ever even want a Constitution in the first place.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. As their programs come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies, because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto those who would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to KEPM.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. KEPM.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back, folks. Continuing on with political coverage here. It's pretty amazing how resolutely ignorant the Democrats are of real problems in the world. It's astonishing, actually, if you really think about it. Even just headlines like on a daily basis, the number of existential problems for which the Democrats both very obviously don't care and are and or are, you know, making it significantly worse. U.S. birth rate hits new low, CDC data shows. They just had to revise the unemployment numbers up by a million as 28% of Americans are out of a job, the highest rate in decades. Cities being flooded with tens of thousands of illegal immigrants, costing individual cities tens of billions of dollars as the economy collapses and young people can't afford houses anymore, and just the basic functions of government are being failed, or they're failing to meet them in terms of solving or preventing crime, anything of the sort, just tangible, real things are totally absent. Instead, it is entirely focused on hating Trump with just insane fervor, getting abortions and genitally mutilating children. It's all they know. It's all they can focus on. They don't even suggest that they have an answer to any of these things. And it's one of the frustrating things about the Democrats is they will pretend momentarily to care about these things. And if you just read the headlines or just take their words on face value, you might think that they care and have solutions. But even just a modicum of investigation reveals in a very cynical way, they're just using the problems people are experiencing to get them to agree to just further destruction. Like, there's a bunch of good examples of this. The most recent one was Kamala Harris saying she would give a $25,000, you know, interest-free loan or just a free gift, a grant of $25,000 to first-time home buyers. And you think, okay, well, you know, we know how this goes. It just means house prices are going to go up by $25,000. It's probably not going to help people that much. But hey, there's a problem, you know, young people can't afford homes, and the Democrats are offering a solution, right? Isn't that, now, it might not be the best solution, but at least they're showing that they care. And you look into it, and it's like, oh, it's not first-time home buyers, it's first-generation home buyers. So if your parents owned their home, you don't qualify, meaning that this program to help, you know, young people buy homes is in fact a dual purpose illegal immigrant grant for people who have never been in this country. They'll receive $25,000 to buy a new home as a down payment, and just a communistic egalitarian program where they're trying to solve the unfairness of intergenerational wealth by disadvantaging people whose parents owned homes. So it's like they get that it's a problem. They understand that people are having trouble buying homes. And instead of doing anything to remotely address that, they just use that pain, they use that problem in order to get across communism, basically, and to end programs that exclusively disadvantage Americans and advantage non-Americans, foreigners. Same thing they did with the Inflation Reduction Act, right? Inflation killing everybody, causing huge problems, costing the average American family thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a year for just basic necessities. So they come along and say, hey, we have the Inflation Reduction Act. And it's like, oh, thank goodness, they're doing something. And it just gives money to solar panels. It's a climate change bill. Like, makes farms illegals. And it's just like, that in that case, it actually had nothing to even do with inflation. They just called it the Inflation Reduction Act. Okay, what? You can just do that? I guess so, if your followers are stupid enough. So they do nothing to deal with real problems. They create a whole bunch of other problems. And anytime they do suggest that they have a solution to a problem, it is in fact a trick. It's a very simple trick. And they just can't stop lying. And they just cannot stop saying the same lies over and over and over. It doesn't matter how many times you disprove it. They're still running with the hoax that at this point even Snopes has debunked of the Very Fine People hoax. Totally debunked. Never happened. The statement's on video. You can watch it. It's not what he said. Doesn't matter. They say it anyway over and over and over. They're still calling Trump a Russian agent, despite the claim of Trump being a Russian agent being maybe the most well-litigated, well-investigated, well-researched claim in the history of America, and was proven to be false. They had like 45 lawyers working full-time trying to prove that he was a Russian agent. They came up with nothing, and yet they still pushed this lie. And the other lie they love to push is that Donald Trump wanted you to inject bleach during COVID. Again, just an insane lie that when it comes out, like, we don't even think about it. Because they're like, Trump says to inject bleach. And we're like, what? And you go watch the video, and it's Trump like, wow, the bleach really kills everything, huh? Be great if we could inject that, you know? It's so effective on surfaces. Wish we could have something like that for inside of our bodies. And you see it, and you go, oh, okay. Well, he didn't really say, okay, no one's going to buy this, right? People are going to do what we did. They're going to see the claim. They're going to want to hear it themselves, and they're going to realize, oh, okay, he didn't really say that. This was, but no. Nobody researches. Nobody looks into it. They just accept it, and they just repeat it for years, forever. It'll be in history books, right? It'll be in history books if we lose that Trump tried to get people to inject bleach. By the time it gets to the history books, it'll probably be that, you know, after he tried to steal the car from the Secret Service agent on January 6th, he ran around personally injecting people with bleach. Who knows what it'll get to? It doesn't matter. Any claim they make is just as false as the claim they actually make. So here's clip number 6. Here's some dude at the DNC saying that Trump told everybody to inject bleach. Let's watch, shall we?
While schools closed and dead bodies filled morgues, Donald Trump downplayed the virus. He told us to inject bleach into our bodies. He peddled conspiracy theories across the country. We lost hundreds of thousands of Americans, and our economy collapsed. Now, that summer of 2020, my mom and my stepfather both died of the COVID pandemic. And I miss them every single day. So when Donald Trump and his MAGA extremists like Marjorie Taylor Greene downplay the horror of the pandemic, it should make us all furious.
And what was the horror of the pandemic? What actually happened with the pandemic? I'd love some follow-up on this. Were his parents perhaps treated with remdesivir? Because while Trump didn't actually tell anybody to inject bleach, the official program was to put people on a medicine that the nurses were calling run death is near because it killed everybody it was administered to. Were they put on a intubator? Were they intubated? Because that also was a tactic used to murder people in the hospital and then claim it was COVID-19. Were they prevented from accessing actual medication like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine? Because that wasn't Trump. Was the damage done by the pandemic done by the virus? Or was it done by the programs that you people supported to a tyrannical degree? I mean, you talk about schools being shut down. I was under the impression that it was racist and misogynistic to open schools up. I thought that was all just the racist white people hating black people and wanted to open up the schools. I don't know what their logic is, but that's what they claimed. So just absurd, but not exactly unexpected. And we don't have to relitigate all of the pandemic. But, you know, if you just remember 2020, you know everything that person said was a lie. And then there's clip number 7. This is Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear wishing for a member of J.D. Vance's family to become pregnant due to rape. Let's watch.
I mean, think about what some people have had to go through because of these laws. J.D. Vance calls pregnancy resulting from rape inconvenient. Like, inconvenience is traffic. I mean, it is. Make him go through this.
Make him go through this. Now, according to the people who uploaded this, they are basically suggesting that he wants one of J.D. Vance's family members to go through this. I don't know. This is a Democrat we're talking about. He might actually think that J.D. Vance could get pregnant. He might actually be under the impression that's J.D. Vance who might get raped and get pregnant. And he wants him to go through that. We don't know. We don't know what these people are thinking. But we'll turn to the other side.
I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We are shot up. The operation's bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have in come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance, 50-50, we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers. And these are the last runs of them, unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the vitamin C with zinc and the rose hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus they're great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.